Chapter 31. The next day, Ron was sent out of class and told to report to the principal's office. This was never a good sign, but Ron was pretty sure that he hadn't done anything wrong. Sister Wilma Dolores smiled broadly when she saw him. "Ronald, Father Joyce is waiting to see you over at the rectory. Don't be nervous and just tell him what you told Sister Mary Salvatore." Ron rang the bell and waited outside of the rectory. It was a long wait. He was unsure if the bell had rung, or if he should ring it again. If he rang it again, they might think he was pushy and lacked patience. If he didn't ring it again, he might just be standing there while the priest was inside waiting for him to appear. He rang it again. He could see motion through the small window in the center of the door. Father Richard Joyce was disappointed by Ron's age and size. Ron was almost as tall as he was, and the priest did not get that powerful rush that he felt when he looked down at smaller, younger boys. A convert was a convert, though. "It's my understanding that you have an interest in Catholicism," said Father Joyce. "Yes, I do, Father." "And how did this interest arise?"
"I attend the grammar school."
"What is your current religion?"
"I'm Protestant."
"What denomination?"
"Well, I was Presbyterian, but my church closed, and so I attended a Reformed Lutheran church for a while, because it was the only one that I could get to."
"Your parents don't attend with you?"
"No, Father."
"And why is that?"
"My parents are divorced, Father."
Ron hated the endless repetition of this litany. He hated the way that people looked at him with baleful eyes after he said it. Joyce's eyes and face showed no expression, except for a hint of disapproval.
"And how did you come to attend Our Lady of the Forlorns Grammar School?"
Joyce, of course, knew the answer to this question, but he wanted to make the boy describe it.
"My mother got me admitted," said Ron. He didn't want to go through it again, and was taking a chance that it was just one of the questions on the list, and that Father Joyce didn't really care about his answers.
"Why did your mother, a non-practicing Protestant, want you in a religious school?"
Anger flashed through Ron. He was going to make him say it, he thought.
"I got into some trouble, Father, and the police thought it would be best if I didn't attend Broadway Junior High."
"Were you arrested?"
"I don't think so."
"You don't know?"
"No one said I was under arrest."
"What had you done?"
"I brought a knife to school."
"Did you hurt anyone?"
"No, Father."
"Well, everyone makes mistakes, Ronald."
That was the first really kind thing that he'd said to him. Maybe the worst was over.
"Thank you, Father."
"A boy your age would have already been confirmed and would have studied his religion extensively."
"I have studied religion a lot."
"The Catholic faith, Ronald." For a moment, Ron's pride was stung. Part of him wanted to say, "Go ahead, ask me things." That wouldn't be a good idea. Ron didn't answer.
"You've read the Bible, haven't you, Ronald?"
"Yes."
"Knowing scripture isn't a bad thing, but it really has very little to do with being a good Catholic."
"First of all, you have to convince me that you were sincere. Then we can do the study together."
"How do I convince you of that?"
"First of all, by being patient."
"Yes, Father."
"Secondly, you will come here this Saturday, and each Saturday after that, until I feel you are ready to be baptized."
"What time, Father?"